Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the T&D World Line Life Podcast. For this episode in our In Case You Miss It series, we're going to jump ahead to a preview of the IEEE PES T&D show, which just was underway in Chicago. I just returned from Chicago with the editorial and sales team from T&D World, and we spent a few days talking to the exhibitors, meeting with our readers, and learning about new trends and technology in the power engineering industry. While many of our Line Life podcast listeners are familiar with the International Lineman's Rodeo, this event was more for power engineers than for line workers, but it had one thing in common. There were people from all over the world at this event. I decided to narrate this story for you today so you could get a glimpse into what's happening in the grid with resiliency, reliability, and affordability. For a future episode of our sister podcast, the T&D World Live Podcast, Christina Marsh for T&D World, we'll be talking to both me and Nikki Chandler, Group Editorial Director of Energy for Endeavor Business Media, about the event. We'll also be including coverage of the event on our website at tdworld.com on a special page that we have dedicated to the 2026 IEEE PES T&D Conference and Exposition. For future In Case You Miss It episodes, I'll be narrating articles on Hurricane Helene 1 year later and also about the response to Winter Storm Fern, and a feature article called Team Trios about the journeyman team at the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo. But in the meantime, we're going to shine the spotlight on the 2026 IEEE PES T&D show. This article was written by Nikki, and it's narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. The article was titled Inside the IEEE PES T&D Conference and Expo. The 2026 IEEE PES T&D Conference in Chicago focuses on enhancing grid reliability and resilience amid challenges like load growth, aging infrastructure, and extreme weather, bringing together industry leaders to explore innovative solutions. As the electric power industry confronts a convergence of pressures, from rapid load growth and electrification to aging infrastructure and intensifying extreme weather, the need to strengthen grid reliability and resilience has never been more urgent. Against this backdrop, the 2026 IEEE PES T&D Conference and Exposition will bring together engineers, utility leaders, and technology providers from around the world to explore practical solutions and emerging innovations shaping the future grid. Hosted by ComEd and held in Chicago, this year's event is expected to draw more than 15,000 attendees and over 900 exhibitors, underscoring both the scale of industry transformation and the importance of collaboration. With a theme centered on powering reliability, engineering resilience, the conference aims to highlight how utilities are moving beyond maintaining the grid to actively designing systems that can withstand and adapt to new challenges. In this Q&A, Jackie Peer, Director of Industry Outreach for the Event Steering Committee, and Carla Frey, Co-Chair of the Local Organizing Committee, discuss how the conference has evolved, what attendees can expect this year, and why the conversations happening in Chicago are especially timely for utilities navigating today's complex operating environment. The first question asks, what is this year's theme and how is it chosen? How is it relevant for this year? Carla said the theme for the 2026 IEEE PES T&D conference is Power Reliability, Engineering Resilience. This year's theme reflects what our industry is facing now. Utilities and those in the energy space are seeing growing load, increasing electrification, aging infrastructure, and more frequent extreme weather, all of which requires forward-looking solutions for customers and those who rely upon the grid. Reliability isn't a given. It's something utilities have to deliberately design, operate, and continuously improve. The theme was shaped collaboratively by IEEE PES and the local organizing committee to focus the conference on how we engineer resilience into the grid of the future. Jackie said the PES T&D program committee, led by Kate Cummings of NIPSCO and Shikhar Pandey of GridCo Group, wanted a theme that underscores the need for the industry to move forward, faster and with greater purpose. We're all navigating unprecedented challenges. To meet these pressures, power and energy professionals need access to the latest tools, technology, and engineering enhancements. That's exactly what this year's T&D conference provides. Attendees will be able to see, experience, and discuss the innovations that will help transform tomorrow's grid into today's reality. It's a theme that resonates deeply with the moment that we're in. The next question said, how did the IEEE PES T&D conference get started and how has it evolved over time? Jackie said the IEEE PES T&D conference traced its roots back to 1964 when it began as the IEEE Underground Distribution Conference. As industry expanded and transmission and distribution technologies advanced, the event evolved as well. In 1984, when it was held in Kansas City, the name was officially changed to IEEE PES Transmission and Distribution Conference to reflect that broader scope. Since then, the conference has grown alongside the power industry's own transformation, which is shaped by the rise of natural gas, nuclear generation, and now modern renewables, electrification, and digitalization. The exhibit floor has expanded significantly as well. This year, we expect more than 800 exhibitors representing over 50 countries, which speaks to how global and interconnected the T&D landscape has become. Nikki then asks, ComEd is the host utility. As the host, how did ComEd contribute to planning and what involvement will ComEd have at the show? Carla said, as the 2026 host utility, ComEd has been deeply involved in planning the conference from the beginning, and we're excited to host over 15,000 engineers and energy sector leaders from around the world this May. We're leading the local organizing committee in partnership with the IEEE Power and Energy Society, which means helping shape everything from the technical program to the overall attendee experience. As hosts, ComEd is excited to highlight the power of the grid and our infrastructure serving Northern Illinois on center stage with hosting technical tours of ComEd facilities so attendees can see how solutions are applied in practice, welcoming attendees to Chicago through events like the welcoming reception and opening session. Question, are there any new features, initiatives, or formats being introduced this year? Jackie said, we're continuing to build on the success of the exhibit floor stage presentations, which have become a popular way to bring technical content directly to attendees. This year, we have four themed stages, innovation, data centers, grid edge, and resilience and renewables, each supported by an industry partner, Hitachi, Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories, Siemens, and GE Verona. Their involvement allows us to offer high-quality sessions right on the show floor, making it easy for attendees to engage with new ideas as they explore the exhibits. We've also expanded sponsorship opportunities to help exhibitors highlight their brands and technologies while still ensuring the event remains strongly connected to the IEEE Power and Energy Society identity. And finally, the PES Local Organizing Committee has a few surprises planned for the Monday evening opening reception, so attendees can expect a memorable start to the week. Question, will there be special speakers or featured sessions involving ComEd as host? Yes! ComEd leaders and subject matter experts will be actively involved throughout the conference. That includes participation in the opening session, multiple super sessions, and technical discussions on topics like reliability, resilience, large load integration, grid automation, and resource adequacy. The lineup includes our president and CEO, Gil Quijones, who will be discussing carbon goals versus grid reality, Dale Player, vice president of engineering, discussing the future of grid automation, and me sharing practical experiences in achieving resilience. For us, it's about contributing meaningfully to industry dialogue and sharing lessons learned from operating a large, complex grid every day. ComEd is preparing for evolving customer needs and future grid demands. Leaders from across the company will join panel discussions to showcase how we're planning and modernizing the grid to meet this moment. Our new long-range strategy outlines the investments required to maintain reliability and resiliency, integrate more renewables, and meet state policy goals, all while keeping energy affordable. Achieving this vision will depend on engineering solutions, technology, and talent that support the grid for the next decade and beyond. Question: how does the event balance education and networking? Jackie said, the T&D conference does a great job of blending education with networking. On the learning side, you can dive into technical content in so many ways, through sessions, panels, tutorials, and the stage presentations on the exhibit floor. And a lot of education actually happens right in the booth. Many companies, including SCL, give technical presentations and offer hands-on demos throughout the week, so attendees can see solutions in action and ask questions on the spot. At the same time, the event naturally brings people together. The exhibit hall, receptions, and the casual conversations between sessions make it easy to connect with colleagues, customers, and new partners. You're constantly running into people you know or people you've been meaning to meet, and those conversations often turn into real collaborations. So it never feels like you're choosing between education and networking. They happen side by side, which is one of the reasons this event is so valuable. Question: what challenges or opportunities in the industry does this year's event address? Jackie said, this year's event is centered on the challenges that are hitting the industry all at once. More severe weather, growing cybersecurity risks, aging infrastructure, and major load growth from data centers, electrification, and AI. Utilities and manufacturers are being asked to strengthen the grid while also moving faster than ever. At the same time, there's real opportunity. Innovations in automation, protection, renewables integration, and grid edge technologies are accelerating, and the conference brings all these solutions together in one place. It's a chance for attendees to compare ideas, learn what's working, and collaborate on how to build a more resilient and reliable grid. Carla said, the 2026 conference directly addresses challenges utilities are dealing with every day. Joining up with our peer utilities for industry events like the IEEE T&D conference is the best way to share best practices and key learning from around the world, as we are all facing challenges and opportunities to serve our customers with efficient, reliable, and resilient power systems. Question: what are you most personally excited about this year? Carla said, I'm most excited about the quality of the conversations. The super sessions bring together people who are making real decisions, utility operators, regulators, and technology leaders who can speak candidly about what it takes to keep the grid reliable. I'm also excited about showcasing Chicago and ComEd's grid. We are partnering with IEEE to host a variety of technical tours and local programming for attendees to see how resilience and innovation are applied in the field, not just discussed on slides. Jackie said, I'm really excited about the opportunity to connect with people and to help people connect with each other. That's always been one of my favorite parts of the T&D conference. Chicago has been a strong location for us in the past with record-setting attendance, and I'm optimistic we'll see that same level of energy this year. Question: is there anything else that you'd like to highlight or say directly to utilities considering attending in Chicago? Carla said, I would tell others in the power industry that this conference is worth the time. This year's event is staged to be the biggest IEEE PES T&D event yet, and there is a great lineup of sessions, panels, and attendees. The conference is grounded in real-world experience that brings together utility peers who are facing the same challenges. This approach helps all of us strengthen our grid performance today while building value and collaborating on future concepts to support the exponential change we will see to the utility system in the coming years. Again, for more coverage, make sure you go to tdworld.com, where we'll be posting photo galleries of the sessions and the show floor, and then also one of our behind-the-scenes tour of the SNC headquarters and manufacturing plant in Chicago, which is the second largest manufacturing plant in the entire city. By going to our website and also tuning into social media, you also see glimpses of the opening reception, the speakers, the panel sessions, and also the show floor. And again, make sure you also listen to our sister podcast, T&D World Live, which will again include an interview with both me and Nikki Chandler about the 2026 IEEE PES T&D event. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast.